Rabbi, you mentioned about approaching the Tzina Rabbeinu Zal. So what more can we do when it comes to Bidui and Erev Rosh Hashanah?
There's a pamphlet called Sefer HaHishtatchus, which was written by Reb Nachman Chirin Zal, one of the outstanding students of Reb Nosson Zal, one of the greatest Talmidei Chachamim among the students of Reb Nosson Zal. And there he defines the procedure in coming to Rabbeinu Zal on Erev Rosh Hashanah especially. One of the first things a person should try to do for sure, if possible, is to go to the mikveh. And then, when approaching the Tzion of Rabbeinu Zal, it's reciting the 10 chapters of the Tikkun HaKloli, slowly, carefully, if it's possible for a person to understand what they're saying. If not, as long as the person is saying each and every word carefully, to trying to focus only on the words that I'm saying, that's very, very good. Then there's the giving of tzedakah that Rabbeinu Zal asked, that we should give tzedakah for his neshama. And there are different opinions on when that should be done. One of the opinions is before a person begins the Tikkun HaKloli. Another opinion is there are tefillos that Rav Nosson Zal wrote that should be said after the Tikkun HaKloli, if possible again. And there's a place where Rav Nosson Zal says, and I gave a pruta on behalf of his neshama. There are some people that give it at that point in time. A person can do it any time, whenever the person is in the vicinity of the Tzion of Rabbeinu Zal, to say that I'm giving this to tzedakah on behalf of the neshama of my Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman ben Feger. And then there's the Vidui Dvorim, which is a major avoid of Erev Rosh Hashanah, a major part of the tshuva process, where a person tries to remember as much as possible any of the mistakes, any of the sins that we remember we've done in the recent past or even further back, and to actually mention those things, to confess our sins to Hashem in the presence of the Tzaddik. There's a chapter in Likutei Moran and a corresponding chapter in Likutei Tefillos that highlights this concept of coming to the Tzaddik, seeing the Tzaddik, giving tzedakah to the Tzaddik, and Vidui by the Tzaddik. It's chapter 4 in the first half of Likutei Moran. If a person can, it's very good to look at that chapter in Likutei Moran as a preparation for Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the tefillah in Likutei Tefillos that Rav Nosson Zal wrote is spectacular. And there's a place there in that tefillah, Likutei Tefillos, where a person could insert their own Vidui, their own confession. These are the most important things that a person wants to strive to do on Erev Rosh Hashanah. It can be done anytime from Chatzos on, from midnight on. The Slichos of Erev Rosh Hashanah, they start about 2.5 hours before Shachris. So many people try to do the Tikkun HaKloli and the Vidui either after Shachris, if possible, to go to the Kever and to do their share over there, the Tikkun HaKloli, the Vidui, the Tzedakah. My Rebbe, Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha, because of his age and because of being up from before Chatzos, etc., etc., the last years that I knew him, he would finish the davening in the morning, the Slichos, the davening. He would go back to rest. Because again, also fasting on Erev Rosh Hashanah, if a person can, it's good to fast a half a day. So because of all of those factors, after Shachris, he would go to rest for a few hours. And then, towards midday, to mikveh, breaking the fast, and then going to the tzion for a few hours. To number one, to say the Tikkun HaKloli and the tefillos, to give the tzedakah, and then he would go through, that was when he would take his whole list of names with him, to go one by one to mention each one of the people who was close to him, to be mispal for them at the tzion, that on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And then to try to get ready, to be ready for shul, to be ready for the mincha of Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is the final tefillah of the year, the last tefillah of Tav Shin Pei Aleph. You know, before we start the new year, the Ma'ariv of Rosh Hashanah, to try to be from the earlier people at the Mincha of Erev Rosh Hashanah, at this grand finale of the entire year.
Regarding the Tikkun HaKlali, the Tzedakah, the Bidui Dvarim, that's in proximity to the Tzion, without putting yourself in Sakana, without causing anyone else any discomfort. Is that right?
Correct. 100% correct.